last name of the woman who cleans their school. She thought surely this was some kind of a joke. I had seen a cleaning woman several times. She's tall, dark haired, and in her 50s, but how would I know what her name is? I handed my paper in, leaving that question blank. But before the class ended, another student asked if that question was going to count towards the pop quiz grade. Absolutely, said the professor. In your careers, you will meet many people. All are significant. They deserve your attention. They deserve your care, even if all you can do is smile and say hello. She went on to say, I've never forgotten that lesson. I also learned that lady's name is Dorothy. Friend, I want you to know that you are somebody. You are significant. You are loved. And I'm not trying to sell you anything either. I'm just here to share with you Jesus, the very best for us. Have you ever noticed this, maybe in your life? Just when you think you've got things figured out, there's a pin to pop that bubble for you. One day, a little girl was sitting and watching her mother do the dishes at the kitchen sink. And she noticed her mother had several strands of white hair sticking out in contrast to her otherwise brown hair. And the daughter asked, why are some of your hairs white, Mama? Well, the mama thought this was a great teaching lesson for her child. And she was going to kind of lay it on her a little bit. So her mother replied this way. She said, well, every time you do something wrong, every time you make me cry or unhappy, one of my hairs turns white. Well, the little girl thought for a little moment or two, and then she said, well, why is all of Grandma's hair white? I want you to know, folks, I have discovered a few things in my life that no matter how much money I have, there's always somebody that has a little bit more. No matter how fast I may be traveling, there's always somebody who's going to pass me. No matter how smart I think I am, there's always somebody a little bit smarter. Then again, no matter how bad I think I have it, there's somebody who has it worse than I do. It's like that guy who complained he had no shoes until he met the gentleman who had no feet. Today I want to tell you about someone who cares for you. I want to tell you about someone who will protect you, someone who will provide for you, someone who loves you more again than you could ever imagine. And he goes by many names and many titles. And here's just a few. Advocate, Blessing, Cornerstone, Deliverer, Emmanuel, Faithful Witness, Gift of God, High Priest, Judge, King, Lamb of God, Mediator, Nazarene, Only Begotten Son, Prophet, Rabbi, Son of Man, Teacher, and the Word. In today's text, he's identified as the Good Shepherd. He is exactly who we need and what we need in our lives today.
Responsible for watching after the flock. And, you know, we're the flock, but, you know, I think sometimes, you know, the animals, sometimes they don't realize that they're being protected by someone watching out for them. I think we're the same way, too. We can forget that the Good Shepherd, Jesus, is, he's watching out for us, even though we don't even realize it. So, listen to the words of the song. But I've never been lost. See the water in trouble.
Shepherd gives us life for the